Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.
This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks for being with us. Coming up, we'll hear about Winterlochen. That's right, Winterlochen. That's just ahead. Christy Lesperance joins us at the end of the episode. Right now, though, we're talking about mining in the UP with our environment reporter. A proposed mine in the western Upper Peninsula is starting to get some nibbles from investors. That was the news out of an update given to potential investors in Highland Copper, the company which owns the Copperwood Mine in Gogebic County. There are other things to talk about there, too, and so for that, we turn to IPR environment reporter Ellie Katz. Hey, Ellie.
Good morning, Ed.
Hello. So, okay, this mining project has popped in and out of the news a lot over the past few years. Remind us, please, what exactly it is and why it is so controversial.
So this is a mine that would mine mostly copper, a little bit of silver in the Upper Peninsula. It hasn't actually been built yet, but it's been proposed and they've been working on getting permits for over a decade now. It's controversial primarily because of its location. It's in the Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park and the tailings mine for the dam. The tailings dam for the mine, which would hold all the mine waste, preventing it from leaching into the environment, that would be built on land sloping towards Lake Superior, which is less than 2 miles away. All of this kind of in the context that the mine would only be mined for about 11 years, and you've got a very controversial project. You've got a lot of vocal opposition, but at the same time, a lot of support from local governments who kind of see this as a potential windfall for a pretty depressed economy in the western UP.
Yeah. So Gogebic County, we should note, is in the very western UP. I sort of think of it as like in the nose of the UP, right? It's that pointy county at the end of it in the western end. 3 years ago, the mine was considered for a state grant worth about $50 million. Where is that now?
So that grant kind of died. You know, it's taken a couple different forms over the years. Lawmakers didn't approve the grant in the original form, and then some legislators from the UP tried to get that $50 million in the state budget set aside for Wakefield Township. The grant, the $50 million, whatever form it takes, would be used for upgrading local infrastructure, but lawmakers also didn't approve that in last year's budget.
It sounds like the company sort of broke down like the good, the bad, and the ugly of all of this.
I broke down the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay.
I think they'd probably say it's all good, but here's where things kind of stood from my perspective and from a potential investor's perspective, which is who they were talking to. So the good is that, you know, again, they have a decent amount of local support from local governments and universities, not from tribal nations, but other local governments. The company has all the state permits it needs. They're marketing that really hard because it's a very long and expensive process. And also good from their perspective, maybe the best, is that last fall, the company, which is Highland Copper, it's a Canadian company, got a letter of interest from the U.S. Export-Import Bank. That's a federal bank, and that letter laid out the possibility for $250 million in debt financing. That's huge for them because they said they need about $400 million for the project. So that would get them more than halfway there. It's not a sure thing, but they seem pretty confident about it. And then the last thing that's looking up for them is copper prices are at an all-time high right now. Demand is super high. You know, between renewable energy technologies and things like data centers, those all consume big amounts of copper.
Let's talk about the bad and the ugly.
Well, flip side of that coin, that penny, you might say, is that copper is a commodity. It fluctuates. So that price could go down, which would seriously lower their profit and their value. Also not great is, again, that the company needs a lot of money for this mine. That $250 million from the federal bank, Exim, is not a guarantee. And you can see the company kind of scrambling a little bit. You know, they had stake in another UP mining project. They sold off that stake to have more money for Copperwood. And also Copperwood's main project investor pulled out. And they seem like they'll be able to find other investors to fill the gap. But, you know, that's where their financials seem to be standing right now as far as that presentation goes.
All right, let's talk about the opposition before we go here. We've talked about the company's standpoint. What do people who don't want this to happen think?
You know, they're in the same position they've been in for the last several years. Governor Whitmer recently released her budget proposal for 2027, and there's nothing explicitly mentioning Copperwood, but Tom Grotewohl, who's kind of the lead of the opposition group called Protect the Porkies, said they want to keep an eye on whether those $50 million make it back into the budget again somehow this year. So let's listen to him. This is Tom Grotewohl.
Many people take the common sense view that this proposal is simply too close to Lake Superior, too close to Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park, and there's too little to be gained from it.
All in all, this mine is kind of on a seesaw in terms of support and funding. There's a little bit of both on both sides, and things are a little at a standstill right now.
All right. Ellie Katz with an update on the Copperwood Mine. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed.
The Up North Lowdown comes to you from the campus of Interlaken Center for the Arts, and tomorrow is Winterlaken, a time when Interlaken opens its doors to the community and has all kinds of activities going on for neighbors and family. I'm with Christy L'Esperance right now, who is our classical morning host here at Interlaken Public Radio. She's walked across the hall to come talk to us. Hey, hi.
Hey, Ed. I've traveled far and wide to be here.
I'm glad you made the trip from Studio B. what's going on this weekend? What are some of the things people can expect?
We have, as you know, all sorts of different departments at Interlaken Center for the Arts. We've got writing and acting and music and all of the
visual
of the arts.
Arts and yes. Dance and yeah.
Right. And you'll see all of those represented with hands-on activities for kids and families. For example, you can paint a mural, you can take an acting workshop, you can sing karaoke, you can, your little self, conduct the orchestra. There might not be any sledding tomorrow.
Right. Well, it's going to feel a little like Sprinterlaken.
Yes.
But it's supposed to get a little colder this weekend, but we'll see what happens. What is your part in this?
Well, we have a brand new event with Classical IPR this year in the lower level of the Music Center. That's the same building where you'll conduct the orchestra and you'll do the percussion petting zoo. We will be recording your voice to be used on air at Classical IPR. You'll get a behind the microphone experience like never before, and we'll be able to hear young voices and older voices, anybody who attends. You're welcome to come on down there, pop into a recording booth, and just record your beautiful dulcet tones. You know, and I've got some pro tips, by the way, for our parents who are coming. Arrive early. It starts at 11. Gates will open before that. Get a good parking spot. You know, leave room in your backpack or your diaper bag because you're going to be bringing things home. It's high stimulation, but there are places to cool down as well. The inside Corson Auditorium, there's a quiet down place with fidget toys so you can take a breather, then head back out. If you want face painting, if you want s'mores, head to those lines first because they get long. And be sure to come by Classical IPR, my voice on IPR in the lower level of music building.
Christy L'Esperance is the morning host at Classical IPR. We'll be participating in Winterlaken, and we invite you to join her and everybody else tomorrow on the campus of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Events starting at 11, but doors open much, much earlier than that.
See you there.
And that is the Up North Lowdown for Friday, February 20th. Thanks for listening.